Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste. Those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say, it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. We want to thank you for tuning in this evening. We're looking forward to a dynamic discussion from the Time to Leave Separation Preparation Task Force panel. So tonight's show, you have to excuse me if I sound a little pasty, because Allah is blessing me to make my fast, and it's 95 degrees here in South Georgia. And I was working outside and in the attic, but now I'm indoors, it's nice and cool, but my mouth is kind of dry. So until it's time to break fast, I'm going to, Allah willing, be able to continue to talk and make this show successful. If any of you are feeling that you want to help your brother out, please call in and ask questions, leave comments, and any questions on last week's show, any questions on anything having to do with the Time to Leave movement tonight. But tonight I want to share, before the rest of the panel comes on, as we wait for them, I want to share some news that I heard that came to my attention last night on NBC News. It was Lester Holt's 6:30 news show. And I was watching the news as I normally do, and he brought up a story that is on the Internet right now. It's actually, I've only found it on the NBC News website. Basically, the headline is, Russian documents reveal desire to sow racial discord and violence in the U.S. So what got this my attention to this with this article is that it is actually saying, but I'm going to read some of it to you. It's saying that the Russians, you know, who have been under the microscope and accused of meddling with the U.S. elections, they're now saying that the Russians are courting black Americans to train them and to, well, I'll read it to you. The paragraph that is most significant is, and I quote, "The documents contained proposals for several ways to further exasperate racial discord in the future, including a suggestion to recruit African Americans and transport them to camps in Africa for combat prep and training in sabotage. Those recruits would then be sent back to America to foment violence and work to establish a pan-African state in the South, particularly in South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana," unquote. Does that sound familiar? Well, this is a warning to me to let me know that the work that we're doing, well, I say we, not just the Time to Leave movement, but also the work that Sister Ava is doing with the separation conferences, that it is not going unnoticed. And to me, this is clear propaganda, you know, because there aren't any Negroes that are going to go and be foolish enough to let Russians take them to Africa to train, because they know that, you know, we're going to be spied on and snooped on and be set up. So this is propaganda to further the fuel of anti-separation and the focus of the Nation of Islam, because what other black group is talking about separating and starting our own nation out of those southern states? None that I know of any significance. So, you know, this is why we have to support what we're doing, and we have to actually keep it in the forefront of our people that we do want our own states and we do want separate communities. And so so now we know that the government, not only that they are recognizing that, but they're also putting it in their propaganda machine. So if you want to go see that article, you can do a internet search on Russian documents reveal desire to sow racial discord and violence in the U.S. And if you just go to NBCnews.com, it's there. And it puts it in perspective in terms of how, you know, they are, you know, finding leaked documents, so-called leaked documents, and blaming it on the Russians. So if you have any comments on that, go ahead and press the 1 on your dial. And I see our brother Dr. Richley has done that already. As-salamu alaykum, Dr. Ridgely.
Wa alaykum salam. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Kareem, sir.
Yes, sir. I read the article, and you're right. It's very suspicious sounding. However, I doubt that it comes from, quote-unquote, Russia in the sense of the Russian government. It comes more likely from a place, St. Petersburg, Russia, where they showed on 60 Minutes a couple of months ago, they have these hackers, these Jewish hackers, are using the same building that the Jewish instigators of the Russian Revolution used to produce propaganda to steer the people towards revolution in Russia, line up killing 30 million Russians. So the same building, and so that's, you know, the same thing with the Mueller report. They don't talk about the fact that they found Israel involved in the very thing that we talked that they claimed that Russia did. And then later on, Facebook just a couple of days ago claimed that they removed a lot of fake sites, news sites, sites producing fake news that were produced from Israel by former Israeli espionage people. Now, but they were messing with other countries. they said. But, you know, so they weren't messing with America? Yeah, they were messing with America, too. So it's Israel. And now, just recently, they showed FBI, somebody asked for the Freedom of Information to force the FBI to give up documentation concerning the five dancing Israelis who were caught actually celebrating the fall of the Twin Towers, 9-1-1.
I remember.
These Israelis were caught filming, were picked up, and then were released and sent back to Israel. And now it is coming out that these were indeed Mossad agents. And in the article, it says the FBI has a picture of them with one holding a cigarette lighter up in front of where the World Trade Center was, in other words, on the day that it fell. And then they got a picture for September 10th from the same location when the building was up of them with a cigarette lighter. And so there's going to light up the World Trade Center. This is September 10th. Now, these people, the other part they don't tell you about is that when this first came out, these people were dressed as Arabs. So they were filming, making a film, a documentary, and later when they went back to Israel, they even stated they were filming a documentary on the destruction of the towers. Now, how did they know about that in advance? But anyway, but they was dressed as Arabs. So what they was doing was developing a documentary to blame the fall of the World Trade Center on the Arab world, on the Muslims.
Wow.
Okay? So, you know, it's hard to believe or accept that one people who claimed to be God's chosen people, who supposedly were brought out of Egypt by Moses, that there's one people involved in all this chicanery and wickedness. But without even going to the Talmud, if you would go to the Bible itself and see how sneaky Jacob was, who stole his brother's birthright with the help of his mother. Now,
right.
You know, Jacob and Esau, they didn't know which one was, they were twins, right? So one came out in front of the other. But Jacob or Esau didn't know that at birth. They were barely conscious when they came out. You don't remember what happened at your birth. So they don't know which one came out. So it was the mother who knew. So the mother knew which one was the elder, and yet she helped Jacob steal his brother's birthright in broad daylight with her help. And guess what? God had to know because he's God.
Right.
So, but he accepted Jacob knowing that he had stolen Esau's birthright. So this chicanery, this trickology, this lying and deceit goes all the way back to the foundation of Israel. You know, Israel was once Jacob. Jacob wrestled supposedly with an angel or God, and won, and made God give him the name Israel. So here you got all this trick knowledge and chicanery fighting against God, and then we don't want to accept what we see in front of us of these same set of people who claim to be God's chosen, who are doing the same things that Jacob did in the Bible. So what does this have to do with us? Well, why are they messing with us? All we want to do is separate. But that's a problem. Because they don't want us to separate because they know who we are. They need to keep us in bondage underneath America that they have in bondage underneath them. These Jews, these satanic Jews, through the control of the money supply, they control America. They own the Federal Reserve. So they control the printing of the money, and therefore how much money is indebted. They loan them the money, so they increase in the debt. So they own America, and America owns us. And these Jews do not want us to separate from America, because they want America white and America blacks to fight and kill one another.
Mm-hmm.
This is very carefully now. Now they're saying banning Minister Farrakhan, because Minister Farrakhan, they say, is teaching hate. No, Minister Farrakhan is teaching separation, telling the truth about these people as to why we can't get along in peace. So the best thing to do, since you can't get along in peace, is to separate in a territory
right.
of our own. But these so-called Jews who claim to be friends of ours in the civil rights movement have labeled separation as hate speech. They push integration, but the damn Jews don't integrate with nobody. They separate.
Nope.
They hold themselves aloof from everybody. They're arrogant. They're talking about racist. So, no, they don't even accept the black Jews from Africa, from Eritrea, who they brought over there. They don't accept them as true Jews. And they brought them over there to Israel. So these are some racist, I like to use a curse word, but it's Ramadan, people. Okay,
and we're on the air.
Okay, and we're on the air. But they don't want us to separate. All we want to do is separate. We don't want to hurt nobody. What's wrong
right.
with that? Unless you know something that we don't about who we are. Because then if
or
we
you
separate,
feel guilty.
Oh, well, you feel well, it's the same thing. You know you done us wrong. They know they made a mistake, because now the mistake has been revealed. What's that mistake? Well, these people who call themselves the Jews claim that they fulfill Abraham's prophecy, God's prophecy to Abraham, that his seed would be in a land, not of their own, a strange land, and would be afflicted for 400 years. And then God would come himself and pull them out of that country, separate them from that country. Well, we found out through research that even the Israeli scholars archaeologically have discovered that that never happened. There was never
mm-hmm.
no Hebrew people enslaved in Egypt and Moses coming to get them out. We're taught our lessons that Moses, Musa, did not bring them out of Egypt. He brought them out from the Caucasus Mountains, where they were put behind an iron wall to be to themselves for 2,000 years because they were liars. They went savage and lived a beast life. And then Moses was sent to raise them up out of savagery. So they were freed from their ignorance, not from the Egyptians, but from their ignorance, so that they can come amongst us once again. But what they have done is use trichnology, some of the forgotten trichnology of Yaqub, and have over with trichnology have basically taken over the world through the control of their money. Now, here comes Minister Farrakhan. Say, let my people go. It's time to separate. After 400 and some odd years of being oppressed and afflicted. Now, whoa, if that happens, then it's definitely the black man in America who is God's chosen, who is the seed of Abraham. And then we are imposters. But yet, we got the whole world giving us money and control of Palestine and giving us money and allowing us to run businesses for them, have to get super rich off of the ignorant people. And once they find out that they have been took like that, then they are not like the Nation of Islam. They believe in physical revenge. We don't want physical revenge. We just want to leave. We just want to be with our own kind.
Mm-hmm.
Territory
mm-hmm.
of our own. It's time to leave. But for them, that's hate speech. And I'm going to leave on this note. For a tick who's got his head in my skin, sucking my blood, that match that I put on his tail to make him pop his head out from my skin, he considers hate. I can understand his point of view. As-salamu alaykum.
Terrorism. Walaykum salam. Brothers and sisters, if you found what Dr. Rizzi has shared with us interesting, or if you have a comment, go ahead and press the one on your dial to be recognized so you can ask your questions, you can give your comment. If you have questions about the article I read about, you have questions about anything Dr. Rizzi said about that, please go ahead and press the one on your dial, and we'll be happy to put you into this discussion. Yes, sir. So, yes, sir, that does put things in perspective. Dr. Ridgely, you know, because as we're making moves and the enemy knows the truth and we don't know the truth, they are pulling out everything out of their bags of tricks and lies. And unfortunately, we're ripe to go for it, but Allah is the best knower, and it's time pretty soon their bags of tricks and lies will fail to be successful as we strive to get our own land and territories.
Well, you know, our people are scared. Okay, they're sheep. They're scary people, right? And so by them saying that, here we never said that we will take guns to take over, no, 7 or 8 states. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that we're going to petition America for those states. Now, so you petition America for those states, but how are you going to get America to do it? What are you going to threaten America with? Arms? No, not our arms. We believe that there is a God who has power over the weather, over the earth, and he can make hell, okay, turn America into a veritable hell through what we call natural forces that's under his command. And one day it's going to get so bad that the minister is going to go to them and say, okay, are you, like it says in the Bible, the story that did not happen but is used for the future? And he go to Pharaoh with that plagues, and then he goes and say, look, do you want to let us go now? Moses just had a rod. Mr. Farrakhan just has the truth in his mouth. But that truth brings forth a lot. He said, watch the weather. He said, you watch the weather, then you start noticing, uh-oh, terrible weather, terrible flood, terrible hurricane, terrible ice storms, terrible heat, terrible fires. Oh, well, oh, well. So soon, the American people are going to ask the government to sit down and talk with Farrakhan and say, look, let's go. If we can get this heat off of us, this pain off of us, then let them Negroes go. And so that's how we're going to get that land. It's not going to be anything that we take, but we are going. America is going to give it to us once Allah put that heat on. And we, in the Time to Leave movement, we just want to be already there to welcome our people home. Oh, praise
God. That's right.
To all
that. That's right. We want to be, you know, in position to where we are the pioneers. Get something in place because, you know, when the floodgates come and people are going to run out of these cities and run out of these places, they're going to want to, you know, have something in place. Well, I mean, things won't be in place, but we want to be in a position to where at least we'll be in place and we'll have some things in place. And so that's why we need more brothers and sisters to come on into the Time to Leave movement, and particularly to seriously consider coming into the Muhammad Farms community down here in South Georgia. In Brownwood. You know, this is an opportunity for us to mold our own community, our own little city, the opportunity to build our own brother and sisterhood in this area. But it is a serious move. You have to be of the mindset that you really want to build community. That has to be your key motivator. Because you know, Dr. Richard, we've had some people come here already, and that wasn't their key motivation. And they haven't been able to stay.
Well, you know, we're asking people to come this weekend. They want to get a test of the taste. You know, this is a Memorial Day weekend. I didn't realize that just a few hours ago. And you know, we tried last year, Brother Carlton, to have a weed pulling festival.
Yes, sir.
And we got rained out 2 weekends in a row. So I decided I'm going to try to have a weed pulling festival. But then I posted, I was out there fighting the weed, and some people said they wanted to come and help. So then we did another post a few hours ago up on the Originally Multimedia and also on the Ministry of Agriculture's Facebook page, inviting people to come down this Saturday, May 25th, to Muhammad Farms in Brownwood, Georgia, 8 o'clock in the morning. You don't want to get here 11, 12 o'clock, okay? All right? It's hot. They tell it it's going to get up to 100 degrees over the weekend. So you want to get here early in the morning, 7 really, but no later than 8. We get out there, do about 4 hours of work, and be out of there. But we're inviting people to come. And if you're serious about coming, go to my email address, Dr. Ridge, drridge@noimoa.com. drridge@noimoa.com. And let me know that you plan to come so we can prepare for you. So so then you get a chance also, once it gets too hot to work out in the field, then you can drive around Broadwood and Terrell County and Dawson and even Albany just to see what it's like down here. And you might like it. You know what I mean? America is the wilderness everywhere you go, but this can be the beginning of our own civilization in the wilderness. So you might want to come and check it out. So we're telling people this weekend, we're not calling a weed pulling festival, but we are just asking for friends who want to pull some weeds in these watermelons. You know, it's growing great, but so are the weeds. And since we don't use chemicals, there is no mystery God. Either you use chemicals or you use hands. It's just either it's chemicals or it's labor. There is no mystery God. Now,
see, the only chemical you use is sweat, huh?
Yeah, well, the sweat. And the sweat, you know, it don't drip on the weeds. The weeds don't go because you're sweating on the weeds, but you pull it on them weeds cause you to sweat. But the enemy, they're able to grow stuff, man. You come down here, you see these fields and other farms, they don't have not a weed in the whole field. Now, you know that ain't right. Something wrong. Ain't nothing but these chemicals, powerful chemicals. And the poor farmers are so attached to the chemicals because that's the only way that they could control all that land that it took the black farmers. The black farmers were not allowed to use those chemicals because they weren't given the credit to buy the equipment and the chemicals, so they couldn't afford to pay for those chemicals because they couldn't get them on credit the way the white farmers could. And the white farmers got money from the government and the black farmers didn't. So the black farmers had to try to control the weeds with their cultivation practices. But that field that those guys were working in on a video and picture on Ridgely Book Mean and that watermelon field, they've been working on that for a whole week and now 2 days, and they've only gotten to a quarter of it. Now, with the chemicals,
man,
a week and 2 days, two people, they've only gotten a quarter of their field. The field is 47 acres. So they've only really cleaned up about 12 acres of that field. Now, we've done the best we could with our equipment, but there's some weeds that just got to be pulled up. Now, if you had the spray rig, the way the white farmers do, they can go through there and clean them weeds up in 4 hours.
Man.
They can clean them weeds up with 4 hours with chemicals. We've been out there, two people working full time for a week, 5 days, plus two this week, and they've only gotten about 12 acres. Now, who's going to pay them for that? We have to pay them. So that means that people should pay us more money for the watermelons, but they don't want to do that. They want us to be a slave. That's all we can think of. That's all that's true. They want it organic. They don't want us to use chemicals. Okay? But then they don't care. sacrifice we have to make to do that. And they just want it cheap and sweet and big. So we offer people to come visit us this weekend. This is Memorial Day weekend. I mean, if you want to pull weeds on Friday, Saturday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, all praise due to Allah. We'll definitely be out there with you in the morning to help you pull them weeds. But that's real. There is no mystery God. And unfortunately, we've been made so soft and weak that we are stuck in the white man's world because we know we have to work to get out, and we don't want to work to get out. We just want somebody else to do the work for us to get out.
Mm.
Now, last week, we had a brother Yusuf, and
we got some calls, Dr. Vigilie.
Okay, let's hear the calls.
Okay. Okay, first call, calling with the last four digits, 7598. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, that's me. That's my name is Jarrell. I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to say something about the weed issue. I have a background in a lot of different things, but, you know, if you guys were using things like raised garden beds, aquaponics, or hydroponics, you wouldn't have to worry about weeds as much. And there's also a lot of people working on robotics, which also would have the ability to pull those weeds for you as well, assuming there were any that actually existed.
Thank you very much.
Just saying.
But right now, you can't use hydroponics on a 47-acre field.
Well, I mean,
no,
we
have them on raised beds. We have plastic on the raised
mm-hmm.
beds. But the weeds grow through the plastic. They grow up to the side of the plastic and go underneath the plastic.
You mean you have plastic on the ground, right, underneath the raised garden beds, what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can't put plastic on the whole field. We're talking about 47 acres. Talk about a garden.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Jerome. Okay, next caller. Caller with the last four digits, 7359. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamualaikum, Niambe, St. Louis.
Walaikum Salaam.
Walaikum Salaam, Niambe.
I have a couple of questions and one comment. So, Dr. Ridgely, how many people do you think you could use to effectively get the weeds pulled up in a timely manner? How many people might you be looking to come down and help with that?
If we get 10 to 12 people, we can knock that field out. What's left to do, because we got the worst part already, we can do it in 4 hours. If we had 12 people, we can do a serious damage to that field in 4 hours.
Okay, praise voila. And my next question is, so there hasn't been, because I don't know much about farming, obviously, but is there some kind of manual equipment that exists that can be used to pull up weeds that maybe we don't own quite yet? Or is there chemicals?
I have been out here for 20-some years. I've been to a number of equipment demonstrations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And when you have weeds are so close to the plant, and in particular watermelons, you can't pull the weeds or cut them out without hitting the watermelon. Now, you do a certain stage. We have equipment that we work the watermelon bed at different stages. But once if you get too close to your plastic, you cut your plastic up, and then the weeds they come right at that plastic, right there at the edge of it, within a quarter of an inch, and you can't get no closer than that. You can't get in and get them. And then they're so small that you can't get them, and they right there unless you tear your plastic up. But then they grow big, and their roots go up underneath the plastic because they're right there. Then you have weeds that grow up the hole that your plant comes out of the plastic. The weeds come up through the same hole that they come up. So now the only way you can get that out is to pull it by hand. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you have a robot that has that censorship, that censoring device that's able to pick something like that, I mean, you know, come on, how much money are you talking about for a damn machine to do something like that?
Weed pulling robot.
So anyway, you know, a robot, come on now, please. You know, I mean, come on, come on. Plus, they can't tear your damn plant up. You can't roll over the damn plant, so it's got to be able to. No, they. You got to be. That's got to be something serious. That's some serious money right there. Come on now. The point is this: you sorry ass people, go to hell and die. How about that? See, we invented agriculture. That means culture, cultivation. Okay, but now we don't want to work. Well, if you don't want to work, then you need to die. And that's exactly what's going on with us right now. We're being killed by the chemical company.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We don't want to do no physical work. And so the chemical companies have come up with a solution, chemicals. And then they kill you with the chemicals.
That's true.
Yes, sir. I agree, Dr. Ridley. You've got to turn those chemicals.
Somebody's
not me.
Is that you, Sister Yambi?
Sister Adela, can you turn this? Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. So I just wanted to say to Dr. Ridgely's point, you're correct that we don't want to do any work, and maybe that is also part of the reason that we are not serious about, well, I won't say maybe, that is part of the reason that we aren't serious about separation, because it's going to take work to build a nation. So we might as well just get ourselves in the mindset that we're going to have to do some work. I would come down. I really wish I could come down, but obviously I'm planning to move. So I'd come and bring my children. We'd all be out there pulling weeds. And I look forward to doing it in the near future. I've never worked hard, but I'm not afraid of hard work. And I know that it's going to take a same or greater energy to build a nation for ourselves that we are using to uphold a world for our enemies. So when God has come in person to offer us something greater, so that's all I wanted to say about.
Well, thank you, Sister Niambi. I know sooner or later you're going to get here, and thank you so much. But you're correct. That's the why we're not ready for separation, because we, for the last 50 years, the enemy has rocked us to sleep. Okay, we got air conditioning, we got soft jobs. That's why we're so big and fat, because we don't do no physical work. We sit up in the air conditioning car. Drive through McDonald's, and we can go walk in McDonald's, and we get that little exercise from the car to the McDonald's inside. We just ride through the window, pop the food through the window. We drive off eating. So we have gotten so spoiled. See, we said robbed and spoiled. The spoiled part is worse than the robbed part, because if you robbed, if you're willing to work, you can replace what was stolen. But when you're spoiled, where you don't want to work, then once you're robbed, there's nothing you can do to replace what was stolen, because you're not willing to work. You're spoiled. So, yes, we have been robbed, and we have been spoiled. And it is hard work, you know, and I understand. But persecution is worse than death. You know, I'm still twanging from the persecution that I received from Facebook. Just that they could put me in Facebook jail over me telling the truth, then that's painful. And so now I got to watch what I say of truth? That's painful. That's persecution. So, yes, I work hard to be free because I don't want to continue to be somebody else's slave, somebody else's fool, somebody else's tool. And those of us, like Nazar Farrakhan said, have accepted the separation paradigm by writing that letter, wanting a name from Allah to replace a slave name, then that we shall have separated in our mind once we sign off on that letter. Now we need to get our behind up and make up our mind that we are ready to be free and are ready to work our way into civilization, our own civilization. Now, we worked, our foreparents worked, to build this infrastructure for the enemy by which he lives upon. And he don't intend to share it with us until Allah puts some heat on it. But we're going to have to make it on our own. There'll be some people who are going to, now we've been told that there are some white people who got money and power, one day is supposed to come and help us. But guess what? They're not going to do that until we have made a move. Who are they going to help? You know, for instance, the architects and engineers for 911 Truth, okay, they came twice to Savior's Day to present the truth about 911. Now, how can we use those good white people, architects and engineers? How can we use them when we ain't building nothing? We ain't building nothing. We don't have no businesses around the mosque. One of our mosques, most of our mosques we don't even own. So we're not building anything. So how can we get any help? People can help you, like I helped me, once you're trying to do something. But if when you ain't doing nothing, nobody can help you.
That's right. And we're joined in the call by Sister Ann. Sister Ann, your microphone is open. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I just wanted to explain that a farm is quite different from a garden. We're talking about 47 acres, the equivalent of what, 45 football fields?
That's right.
And the caller suggested a number of things that we should try, which are, you know, amenable for small acreages. But unless we begin to realize what we're dealing with when we talk about this farm, we're talking about large acreages. And to get out and pull weeds by hand is a tremendous task. But, you know, it can be made easier by having the certain number of people to get out and do it in just a short amount of time. So that's what we're asking. We're asking people who want to help, who have some free time, who are not too far away and can get here early enough to come this weekend. So
yeah, I'm gonna ask
yes,
that.
Yes, ma'am.
When I went to Cuba, Sister Ann, you stay on there. When I went to Cuba, see, in Cuba, they don't use those chemicals. They even use oxygen. Okay, they don't use the big tractors anymore. They're going back to use the oxygen. But then when it's time for the weed pulling, they send busloads of people from the city. They don't care whether you're a doctor or a lawyer or a school teacher. You get on the bus and you go to the field and you help fight those weeds. And then the same thing in harvest time.
Wow.
If they need extra people, then they go to the city, put them on buses, and they go out there. And they don't get paid, okay? But they're doing that because they know that's how their nation stays free.
Right.
Not have to depend upon the West for food and medicine. They have to do everything themselves. So even those who are well, and they got free education all the way to get a PhD and a medical degree. So they got free education, so when it's time for them to pay back to their nation, they get on the bus and they pull weed for their nation because their nation gave them free education and a guaranteed income, a guaranteed job. But we, you know, black people, if we thought that we needed each other, we would know how to behave towards each other. But the white man has made us believe that we need him and not each other. So we at
yes,
Muhammad
sir.
Farm,
that, we got a,
another caller.
We got a caller, Dr. Vision? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Caller with the last four digits, 4218. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum, fam. This is Brother Mikhail Ibrahim. I'm calling from right down from the farm. Doc, as some of you may know, that my wife's place of business was broken into first part of the year. And when two of the guys were adults and one of them was a youth, and when I went to court, I asked the judge if she would not send this young fellow to YDC, which was their plan, and so that I could take him on and counsel him and have him attend classes every Saturday morning, which we've been doing. Brother Brian is supposed to start helping me out on that this coming Saturday. At the same time, there was some restitution that had to be paid back to my place of business, and I asked the judge to allow him to work in my construction company. That way he wouldn't have to come out of his pocket. I think it was like $3,000 what his parents would have to pay. But he's going to be working in my construction company on Saturdays, also after classes. But what I'm going to do this weekend, I'm going to bring him down to the farm. And he and I both will help you guys join you guys in pulling weed. And at the same time, hopefully on Sunday, my wife and I will do a follow-up on that Sunday. If you're going to be out in the field on Sundays, we'll be happy to join in.
Well, brother, thank you, sir. That's what I'm talking about. That you call brotherhood right there. Thank you. That's love right there. Yes, sir.
That's
we
right.
appreciate that. All praise due to Allah. And what we're going to do, if it don't rain, put some irrigation out so we can soften up it up in weed for you so that it be easy
yes,
to pull
sir.
On Saturday morning.
All right, inshallah.
Inshallah.
All right, Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Kareem.
Ramadan Kareem.
Now, that's a good phone call. More y'all call in like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. See,
so brothers and sisters, if there's any more, go ahead.
Sister Ann, you know, restated the circumstances in a much more pleasing manner, and look what happened. Brother Mikhail showed up. All praise is due to Allah.
That's right.
Brother Mikhail may have been showing up anyway.
Well, anyway,
and we got another caller.
Let's
see. Caller. I think, is this Sister Dolores?
Yeah, that's me. I come late to Ramadan Sabar.
Well, alaikum salam. Ramadan Kareem.
Yeah. Hey, I know what I need to do. I need to come on down there and open up an oil store. I think about opening up an oil store and make my own bread. You don't want to eat no nasty bread from the white folks' stores. They put all that jewelry, all that chemicals on, make a lot of people sick. That's why we
That's
need
right.
your bread. You need your own food. Why you want it up there? Hey, we lose all that money. Get all that white folk, all the money, they end up using it. They built all the hospital, nursing home, everywhere. What you got? You ain't got nothing. We need to get our own community. Get back home. Come on home, black woman, black man. Come on, black man, build a nation. What you waiting on? We need our house for the woman and the children. We need to open up our own school. That's why so many
That's
children
right.
had to fight every day. Get killed every day.
That's right.
That's right. They don't care about
her.
Come on.
Where you live at? Dolores, where you live at?
Yeah.
So Dolores, where you live at?
Yes. Oh, I live in St. Louis.
St. Louis. So Dolores.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yes, sir.
If we got somebody with some money that was going to pay for you to move down here, would you do it?
Hey, all I need is a lot of help. The old beat. That's all we need.
Well, y'all heard that,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah.
Sister Dolores is somebody who we could use. So if somebody out there got some money, if you can't make it, you can help people like Sister Dolores or other people who want to make it, like Sister Niambi. She wants to make it. So
Yeah,
the
I
people
do
out there who got money, they can help other folks make it, even though they can't come to move here, but they can help somebody else. Go ahead, Sister Dolores.
That's right. That's right. That's what I want to do, and that's what Allah wants us to do. Yeah, definitely. That's what Allah try to get everybody. All black people need to come out of that, you know. Or you love, why the book say why you love them? Because they don't want to give you nothing.
But
they
we
don't
love
want to give
we
you nothing.
We
yeah,
love
that's
them
what
because
it
they
is.
Give us nothing. And the reason we love them because they give us nothing is that we believe that we are nothing and don't deserve nothing. And if
right.
they give us something, it's confusing to us because we think we're nothing. But they give us nothing, and we say, well, that's what we deserve, nothing, because we are nothing.
Nothing.
See, they've taken
we
a God,
a
nigga out of a God, and a nigga don't want to be a God no more. Too bad.
Right. Right. And when I thought came in naked Islam, and I thought there some fish and soap, toothpaste, I make money. That's what I do. That's what I want to do. I don't want to work in the white folk y'all. All they want to do is yell at you, holler at you, backstab and all that. I don't need to be around that. That's
come
all
on,
they do
now.
Put
that's
all
right.
this dress on.
That's
all. That's
right.
You don't need to be around white folk. Nah, I lost my daughter. My daughter's gone 6 months. I missed my daughter. I can't find my daughter. See, that's what happened. They need to come on home. What y'all waiting on? Come on, black woman, black sister. Get all them children out
that's
of the white
right.
folks, too. You fight every day. You don't want to see your children see that, dude. Smoke cigarettes,
right.
smoke weed, and you don't want to see them all there. Come on.
That's right.
Yeah,
make it plain.
That's right.
Make it plain.
Right. Come on.
Make it plain. It's simple.
That's
we know
right.
that. We
that's
know
why I be looking to you, what you think. That's why I be listening. I understand. I listen to them every Tuesday.
Yes, ma'am.
That's
thank
right.
you so much.
I enjoy it. Thank you.
Well, thank
you
so much, Mr. Dolores.
Yes, sir. I made somebody think about it. That's all.
That's right. Go ahead. Make
that's right. And I love that food, bean food. I love all that food you got down there. I buy from you. I don't buy all that stuff out there too. We separating down. And that food don't
food.
Look good. Mm-hmm. And I bought
yeah,
that cabin. I couldn't even cut the cabin. It's like a fake cabin.
Mm.
That let me know what I said. I bought me some chicken from that white man, organic chicken. I cooked that chicken at home, put it in the oven. That chicken don't even get done. Be in the oven 10 hours. What's wrong with it? You know what that is? Because a lot of people don't pay no attention. You got to pay attention to everything. A lot best know. He know what's going on in the world.
That's
he
right.
know about the medicine. He know about the drugs, the medicine, all of the drugs. It ain't good for nobody.
That's right.
Nobody. Get all the children to meddle at school and fight all the time. They want you to act like other demons. You don't need that.
That's it.
Right. Come on. What
well,
you
praise
on?
Be to Allah. But thank you, Sister Dolores, for your calling in.
You
and we always, always enjoy what you have to say, Sister.
Yes, sir.
Right.
You welcome.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Right
o'clock. Oh, and also tell everybody, I'm going to tell everybody, we put up a fence, electric fence, that we're going to cut the electricity off when y'all come down so y'all can get in. So don't come here in the middle of the night trying to get into that field until I pull that electricity off. You get yourself a nice shot. It won't kill you. It won't knock you out, but you remember it. And that's what we do for these deer and these other animals. It's working so far, but it was a lot of work. When you see how big that field is, and we had to put up 7 strands because we got 4 on one fence, and then we got a second inside of that one with 3 strands. I've been around that field at least 7 times, all the way around it 7 times, and that's like 5,900 feet every time. So I had to walk 7 to 8 miles putting that fence up. I just want to let y'all know. It looks good. It's all praise due to Allah, but there is no mystery God. So you can just come out here to see this. Forget about China's fence. Come to see Muhammad Fong's deer fence. Oh, praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, we're down to our last 5 minutes. Any closing statements, Dr. Rishi, Sister Ann, Sister Niambi? Oh, we're going to have Brother Farrakhan on next week, Sister Niambi. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Oh, good.
Yes,
praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. Yes, sir. So those of you, just in case you missed the last show, we're not talking about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We're talking about our Brother Farrakhan Ali Muhammad of the Separation Town Halls. And he's
right.
going to complete his report that he gave to us a couple of weeks ago. So please tune in.
And that brother has the name Farrakhan because his mother gave it to him at birth, right? Is his first name?
That's correct. That's
yep.
So that's his birth name.
That's his birth name.
So his mom had some wisdom.
Yep. And his mother was white.
I wasn't going to say that, but you, yeah, okay.
It's the truth.
Well,
his mother was white.
Yeah, it's
white.
The truth, and he's not ashamed. Yep.
And he's not ashamed.
Yeah.
There's nothing to be ashamed of.
No,
I mean,
he's not ashamed.
Master Ra Muhammad's mother was white. So ain't nothing to be ashamed of that.
Yep.
Be ashamed of what you actually
like. Right.
But he has chosen the black side.
So we can,
and his mother chose the black side
so
for him by giving the name Farrakhan.
There you go.
Yep.
She wasn't afraid to give it to him. I mean, how many black women would have named their child Farrakhan?
Come on now.
So, hey.
It's real.
All right. So
but
we're
going
to go ahead and wind it down. Closing statements, Dr. Ridgely?
No, Sister Ann. Give us a closing statement, Sister Ann. I'd like to hear your voice.
No, I don't have anything to say other than we look forward to having people come down this weekend, if you can. Now, don't forget to come early. If you don't come early, you might as well not come.
We could be out of there by no later than 1 o'clock. We could be out of there. All
right?
It can get 100 degrees. I don't play games with the sun like that. All right? You got it, God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of here.
Praise be to Allah. We all have it. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Tennessee. Lord, I've really been real stressed.
Uh-huh.
Down and out, losing ground.
Yeah.
Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic.
Mm.
Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go.
Uh-huh.
To let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone.
Alone.
I never at once felt so alone.
Alone.
I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel.
Uh-huh.
Not just my spare tire.
A game of horseshoes.
Now I see the importance of history. Why my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain by brothers.
am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said, what I am searching for are the answers.